first secret to manifestation is to have sacred intentions. What does it mean to have sacred intentions? You know, actually, most people, roughly 98% of the population, do not know what they want. Isn't that amazing? 98% of people, if you ask them, what is your intention? What do you want? They actually won't be able to give you an answer, a clear answer, because they haven't thought it through. They haven't written it down. So the sacred intentions are an opportunity for you to tune into your heart, into your soul, and understanding yourself and who you are and what sort of things you're good at, what you're most likely to be successful at, you know, what life has been showing you. Come up with intentions that are going to allow you to become the highest version of yourself. So intentions are not just random things that we see on the internet or television or magazines. Oh, I like this, I want this, I want this. We're not regurgitating things that we've been brainwashed to want. It's really important to tune into your heart and write down whatever is true for you. And you can feel whether these are real, pure intentions that are really deep in your being, because you will feel excited, inspired, and relaxed when you write them down. So the way to tell between pure intentions, sacred intentions, and what we might call superficial intentions, the difference is that sacred intentions feel aligned. You feel like you're coming home to yourself. Whereas superficial intentions feel a little bit awkward, a little bit weird, a little bit out there. They don't feel connected to you. Right? So don't worry about it. Just write down everything you can think of and anything that isn't true in your heart. You can either scratch it off or you just let it go and it will just disappear by itself. So sacred intentions, just make sure you feel aligned. Make sure you feel clear and clean in your heart. Once you've written down your big intentions for your life, the next thing to do is to write down this week's intentions. What do you intend to manifest this week? Very practically. So you've got your big goal, your big vision for your life, and then here you are right now. What are you going to do this week to bring forth that into your life in some form? So what we want to do, the key thing here to keep in mind, is we want to connect our ultimate vision with our current life. So your weekly intentions are things that are tangible and practical and are going to help you move forward. And the more you do the Miracle Book, the more you will learn what is reasonable for you and what isn't. You could call this goal setting for the week. The difference here is that you're very clearly aware of your big picture and how what you're doing today and this week is connected to that, rather than having a vision on one side and then your life over here and they're not related to each other. So for example, I've got my Miracle Book here, and what I've written down is there's a training that I'm working on finishing, and then I've got another thing that I nearly finished and want to finish. And then there's my early morning 4 o'clock meditation and becoming soul conscious, aware that I'm a spiritual being more and more each day. And then 5 Tibetans, which is an exercise practice. So these are my intentions. They're kind of projects that I want to finish, and also exercise and also spiritual practice. So I know what this means to me, and I know that I can manifest this in a week. And it's a bit of a stretch, some of these things, some of the projects, but it's nice to have a goal anyway. So your intentions, just think, what is it that you could do in a week that would move you forward and are possible? You want to make sure, by the way, that these are not impossible goals. Because if you say, you know, I want to finish all my projects and I want to have $10 billion and I want to have excellent, excellent health and I want to, then you're going to be a bit disappointed because you can't realistically manifest all these things in a week. Maybe you can, but it's very unlikely. So what we want to do is feel successful, feel good. You'll notice miracles are more likely to happen when we kind of let go and expand ourselves to the wonder of life. And at the same time, we're grounded in doing the key things that matter most to us in our life now. So you can just write down your weekly intentions, whatever they are.